Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. Jesus is not telling you to be gentle. He is telling you, I am gentle. And as we experience his nature, we become transformed by it. Gentleness is not a behavior to perform. It's a nature to experience. When Jesus says, I am gentle, he's not giving you an assignment. He's giving you a revelation. He's showing you who he is so that who he is can transform who you are. We don't often think of gentleness and greatness together. The world teaches that greatness is loud and forceful and dominant, and gentleness sounds like weakness. But the God who spoke the universe into existence, who holds all things together, who has authority over every principality and power, that God describes himself as gentle. And look at what Jesus connects to his gentleness. Rest. Come to me and you will find rest because I am gentle. When you know that the most powerful being in the universe is gentle with you, you can stop bracing yourself. You can stop performing. You can stop protecting. You can rest. Our behavior, good or bad, never makes God act outside of himself. You cannot provoke God out of his gentleness. It is relentless. And that relentless gentleness lives in you. David writes in Psalm 18:35, "Your gentleness has made me great."